Luke, the Son of Man seeks and saves. The author, Dr. Luke, says that this book records an accurate account so that you may know the exact truth. This refers to the life of Jesus Christ as the perfect Savior of the world. Luke, the only non-Jew writer in the New Testament, emphasizes the term Son of Man, which is used 80 times in the book. He also emphasizes that Jesus is for everyone. The expression Son of Man occurs in Daniel, Acts, the Gospels, and Revelation, depicting Christ's combined deity and humanity. He is fully God, yet fully man. Jesus sets out a new relationship protocol that my mother and my brothers are those who hear God's message and obey it, Luke 8:21. Christ, the Son of God, became Son of Man, the perfect bridge between God and man. He came to seek. In Luke alone, we find episodes and parables specifically highlighting Christ seeking those outside the traditional Jewish box. These include the Good Samaritan. Samaritans were traditionally outcasts. It includes God's orientation to the publican's prayer versus the Pharisees. It talks of the rich fool, the rich man, and Lazarus, highlighting the poor man's rich condition in heaven. He mentions the lost coin, the prodigal son, with the love and patience of the father on those who have strayed. He talks of the unjust steward. He talks of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, typically branded corrupt. He mentions the conversation with the thief on the cross. He also refers to Jesus applauding Mary's better choice over Martha. Christ is never too busy to personally connect outside his comfort zone, Luke 9:57-60. He came to save. The biggest and primary act of salvation is through Christ's death, Luke 13:23-24. Lives of many healed and saved by Christ are of great influence for Christ. History records that the paralytic in Luke 5:19 and the dead widow of Nain's son, Luke 7:10-17, were senior Roman executives and play a role in preserving Bible writings, impact history, among many others. The forgiven adulteress is a highly influential lady using her position as leader in Syria to bring Christ to new parts of the world. The little band of disciples, men and women, bring Christ to the world. Jesus came for the lost. Luke emphasizes that Jesus reaches everyone irrespective of caste, creed, gender, religion, who sincerely acknowledge their need for him. Every lost hope, lost credibility, lost status, lost life, most of all, lost fellowship with God, can be restored. Christ sets a benchmark that everyone is our neighbor, with the example of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. Christ is still searching today. Are we ready to follow him outside our comfort zone to truly seek the lost for their salvation?